Bastara rounded a corner and spotted 30 Nargons lining the corridor ahead. Some were watching the ceiling, and many were twitching their tails, but all were holding their blaster rifles across their chests. Bastara slowed and turned to Marvid.
What's this?
Our personal security detail, he answered quickly. With Han Solo on the loose, one can't be too careful.
That's a lot of bodyguards, Bastara said. You sure it's only Solo you're worried about?
Obviously not, Cretheus snapped. As you've noted, the Jedi are here. Now, if you're done wasting time, I suggest we keep moving.
They reached the Nargons, and two of the bodyguards fell in behind Bastara, while the rest followed the Kreps. Keeping one eye over her shoulder, Bastara led everyone to the makeshift Sabacc lounge. As she stepped inside, she glanced out the viewport. A steady stream of turbolaser bolts was stabbing up from Base Prime, flashing against the blue miasma. The barrage was unlikely to stop Skywalker or his sister, but it would heighten the general fear level, which would make it easier for Bastara to seize control. And judging by what she saw in the lounge, she needed to take control. The walls of the lounge were dotted with burn scars, and the floor was painted with blood. Two Biots, one a Nargon, the other a Sorok replica, lay dead on the far side of the Sabacc table. The air reeked of detonite and charred flesh, and the security hatch at the back of the room had been blown, creating a small, jagged hole. Mir Tegev was sitting atop the table, snapping orders into a handheld comlink. She was still dressed in her bloodied Sabacc dealer's uniform, with her pant leg slit open and her leg extended in front of her. A 2-1B surgical droid was working on a hideous gash that stretched from her ankle past her knee. With the Krefs and the Nargons crowding into the room behind her, Bastara strode confidently to the table. When Gev ignored her, she used the Force to deactivate the comlink. Gev continued to bark orders for another moment, then seemed to realize what had happened. She turned to Bastara and scowled.
Go away, little girl.
Gev clicked the comlink active again.
I'm assessing the situation.
Here's the situation.
Bastara used the Force to yank the comlink from Gev's hand.
You take orders from me now. If you do it well, you might even survive.
Gev's brow shot up.
Take orders from you?
She shook her head.
Never going to happen.
It will happen,
Cretheus said, floating up next to Bastara.
Under the terms of your contract, we may delegate command as we see fit.
And this is your mess,
Marvid added.
First you let the Jedi to the Omni, then you let Solo escape. It's as if the Jedi were paying you.
Bastara saw the resentment flare in Geb's eyes and began to worry the Mandalorian might be ready to take her troops home and tell everyone else to go suck void. And that could not be allowed. Not in the middle of a Jedi assault.